You're tuned to 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio, and this is the Sundial Writers' Corner. Welcome. I'm Dori Nutt, one of the producers of this segment, along with Brett Tannehill. Today, Sundial contributor Andrew V. Gonzalez takes us along with him on a long-awaited trip to the beach. We're not in a hurry, though.
Many journals ago, I promised myself to visit the beach at least once per year for the remainder of my life. As of this post, I have yet to break that promise. It is a pilgrimage I look forward to honoring every trip around the sun. This trip has been exceptional. A crowded beach was no place to be in the midst of a pandemic, and hotels did not offer the level of isolation I desired. I wanted private. I wanted away. I wanted a rental on the Gulf, shoulder to shoulder with a national park. By the time I found one, however, it was well spoken for. I found myself dangerously close to making this exceptional year an exception to my rule. Worst case, I would have driven to the Gulf and back in one day just to fulfill my promise and minimize contact with people. Thankfully, it did not come to that. I was able to book my paradise at the expense of 2 months' worth of waiting. It was an exercise in patience. It paid off, in more ways than one, last week. I discovered a meteor shower out of Leo was peaking that very evening. It was the push I needed to stargaze for the evening. I packed what I needed and took to the darkness. I lucked out with a new moon upon arrival. It was quite dark. I could, however, still make out the beach, my feet, and cresting waves. I carried a little fear throughout the evening. Every figure was a killer on the loose, and every new sound was that same killer on approach. I found an isolated spot, wrapped myself up, and looked skyward with my ears trained on my surroundings. It was easy to be carried away by the night sky. So many stars. The sky was unfiltered. Each star twinkled like a candle in the distance. Under binoculars, one star turned into 20. It was incredible to see all the forms and clusters across the sky. I could barely make out the Milky Way. In Orion, one set of clusters had a very visible blue haze, much like the tail of a comet. It was so intriguing. I find it ironic that after months of waiting for and hours of traveling to the beach, I found myself, once again, traveling minutes to and waiting hours for the midnight sky to open up. It was another exercise in patience. Anything else was unwelcome. There is something special about patience. There is something holy about pilgrimage, when you must show up for it rather than it for you. This meteor shower wasn't on demand. It couldn't be packed up and shipped overnight. It was not available to stream. It wanted one thing only, patience. I watched 8 to 10 meteors over the course of that evening. 2 were exceptionally brilliant. It may have taken 3 hours of waiting, but in those 3 hours, I was graced with the light of every star, crash of every wave, and caress of every grain of sand. I shudder to think what a world without waiting looks, sounds, and feels like. How do you spend your waiting hours? Here's to filling each one with the world around us.
Arizona native Andrew V. Gonzalez is an engineer here in Huntsville, and he enjoys journaling, writing prose, and songs. You can hear Andrew's essays again, along with ones he's done in the past, as well as all the Sundial stories and poems by local writers, by going to our website, WLRH.org, and clicking on the Sundial tab. You can hear a new episode of Sundial every Monday morning at 9, right here on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio.